Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer to the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Watson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Inside at the Kohl Center and back home for the Wisconsin Badgers as they take on the Western Illinois Leathernecks. Only the third meeting all time between these two schools. The last one, though, was a big night for Western Illinois. The season opener, the Leathernecks, won that night 69-67. That was back in 2015, and they meet again on this late November night. Joining me tonight is Charlie Wills. Charlie, you had a chance to see these guys, obviously, down in Fort Myers. A pretty impressive trip for them, what they were able to do to Virginia. And then coming back the way they did against SMU, what jumped out to you the most with the way they played down there?
Yeah, Virginia game, what stood out was inside play. Crowell was impressive. Wall was in the lane a lot. Rebounding was really impressive as a team, as a unit. The same thing with SMU. They started off a little slow, made some mistakes, but what I noticed, the rotation changed a little bit, and then they got that rhythm. And once they caught that rhythm, there was no stopping them. So yeah, it was beautiful to watch.
Yeah, the points of the paint was really big in these last few games. Charlie and I will get into that a bit later. And now back home, we know what looms ahead, but you don't want anything dumb happening tonight, right? You got to take care of your business here tonight.
Yeah, they're not somebody you can just look around them and say, all right, we're just going to skip ahead to the next three games. They're fast and downhill like a lot of the teams they played in the preseason, but they're really turnover pro. So if you can get them into those mistakes, that's where Wisconsin's going to be able to take them. And Wisconsin's a little bit bigger. So I think, again, if they focus on the inside first, then get that rhythm on the outside, they're going to dominate this game.
All right, we're 1 hour away from the opening tip. We will hear from head coach Greg Gard. We'll have our Badgers spotlight as well. All of that coming up between now and tip time at the Kohl Center. Stay with us. We'll get things rolling with Jesse Temple of The Athletic in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma cost of these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
A Badgers pregame show as Wisconsin takes on Western Illinois tonight, joined as always by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We'll get into the week ahead here, because after tonight, it's another gauntlet in the schedule for Wisconsin. But the Fort Myers tip off the sixth tournament championship they've won in the month of November over these last several years. I think we're seeing a trend here, and we'll probably get into this more during the pregame show tonight. It's that old thing in basketball, when you get the ball inside, good things can happen. What, 40 paint points against SMU, which is always good when you're like 1-for-19 from three to start the game. But at least they knew they weren't hitting Jesse outside, so they were able to take advantage of what they could do in the paint.
Yeah, I think this Fort Myers tournament, we'll look back and say this could be a really instrumental moment for the season for Wisconsin, because they had lost a couple games, then they beat Virginia. They don't play particularly well in the first half, as you alluded to, couldn't shoot the ball very well. Only had 24 points, but for them to be able to stay consistent, to get the ball inside, and to end up with five players in double figures in scoring and beat SMU, I think it bodes well for Wisconsin and what will be on the horizon for the Badgers.
Yeah, you mentioned that with the five in double figures. I was talking to Carter Gilmore about this, and it's what they think can be part of the effectiveness of this team, is that any number of guys can hurt you when you get to crunch time. Obviously, Hepburn has that clutch gene. Certainly no fear taking the big shot. Store can be electric. But do you see that as, like, if you're the other team and you're looking, when it starts to get late, you could lock on one guy, but you do so with some level of risk there, don't you?
I think that's always what's going to make a Wisconsin basketball team special, or have the potential to be special. Look at what John Blackwell is doing. It seems like every pregame show we're talking about him, but with good reason. He comes off the bench and he's still averaging double figures in scoring. So it's not even just the guys in the starting lineup that the other team has to worry about. It's people coming off the bench. And I do think that will be the recipe for success for Wisconsin. There's no doubt that AJ Store has tremendous scoring ability, but you're not going to be asking him to go out and score 30 points and everyone else is just going to chip in 6 or 8 points. That's not how this Wisconsin team is built. And I think that's why the Badgers have an opportunity to win some of these games ahead.
One of the things about Blackwell, I'll admit to being surprised with a little bit. I mean, the coaches, they've talked him up all along, and they knew what he could do at the defensive end. He shot the most free throws so far in this team. He drew, five fouls against SMU. There's a savvy to him on the offensive end. If it was a secret, it isn't anymore. Are you surprised with what he's been able to do offensively here so far?
Yeah, I'm definitely surprised, because when you hear about him coming into the program, you think of kind of that junkyard dog mentality, the guy who's going to be really good defensively and can do some of those little things. But offensively, he's been able to have a ton of success. And the other thing that stands out, his rebounding ability for a guard is outstanding. He ended up leading the team with 9 rebounds in that game against SMU. So he has been a vital piece. And it's always interesting to see coming in how those freshmen perform, because last year we didn't know what Connor Asijan was going to look like and ended up being a really important piece. And now John Blackwell is doing something similar.
Obviously, Western Illinois tonight. Charlie and I will get into the Leathernecks here as we move ahead. But you've got Marquette, Michigan State, Arizona. That's a schedule. Kind of reminds me of the run to the Final Four, you know, in the 14 and 15 season. I guess the cliche is we'll find out a lot about this team. But, man, these will be fun games, right, for the fan, for those of us who are, you know, covering this team. These are the kind of games that I think generate a lot of interest in the college basketball.
I have no doubt that the Saturday game against Marquette, which I know we'll get into later in the week, is going to be an electric environment. This is one of the best Marquette teams I can remember. Beat Kansas, took Purdue to the limit, and we know the value of that in-state rivalry for Wisconsin. But then you have to go play Michigan State, and then you have to go play Arizona. It never stops. The good news is, if you're looking to build your NCAA tournament resume, you will have ample opportunity to do so by winning some of these games before you even get into the heart of Big Ten play.
All right, yeah, as Jesse mentioned, we'll get into Marquette much more on Saturday as the Badgers host the Golden Eagles at the Kohl Center. He's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Stay with us. Coming up on our pregame show, our Badger Spotlight brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Pre-game coverage continues at the Kohl Center. Time now for our Badger Spotlight, brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. We'll pick it up on the theme of getting the ball inside, Charlie. Badgers ranked fourth in the Big Ten in points per game in the paint. You're a big guy. You always want to throw it inside, don't you?
For probably less of a reason than what people believe. It's not just to get the ball and be a ball hog. You know, I learned early on, and I wasn't always 6'9". So, like, the ball play inside always sucks the D in, and then the offense on the outside always has a better opportunity to have an open shot or an in-rhythm shot, right? And if the guy has to recover, what's hard, right? Recovering and running out to somebody and then having to try to stop them if they fake and then go around them. So it just changes the game up, and by them dominating the paint the way they, I mean, 112 points to 54 in the paint, that's an impressive number to have, and I hope they keep that rhythm all season because that is their strength.
Take me into a team dynamic, because the Badgers in that game against SMU, you know, they were one for a lot from the three-point line. And there's that line that they'll say, like, well, sometimes teams are leaving you open for a reason. How tough is it not to take that bait, you know, until Coach Ryan's yelling at you or Coach Guard, get the ball inside? I mean, if you're missing shots, your guys are firing blank after blank, and yet they're giving you a lot of space, that's pretty tempting, isn't it?
It is, but when you mature, and they've got enough guys that have that maturity, you know when you should be doing that and when you shouldn't, and you're probably ringing your guys in and being like, hey, all right, we're 1 for 19. It's time to go inside. It's time to do something different. We'll get back to it, so just be patient. And you could tell it was like a switch. They went inside, they grinded, and as soon as it was available, bang, they hit a couple threes, and then it was on.
And the tournament MVP, Tyler Wall, became very efficient. He was getting a lot done inside there, wasn't he?
Very efficient. And I, that was something we talked about just after the Providence game against Robert Morris. When they came back here, he was that junkyard dog. He got loose points. He got scrappy stuff. That's how he makes himself so valuable to the Badgers, is not being a face-up threat scorer. He's a get inside the backside of the basket within 8 feet, and then he's going to tear you apart.
I want to get your thoughts on John Blackwell as well, because the JYD reference is what Jesse was, you know, talking about, what they figured a guy like John Blackwell would be. We'll get Greg Gard's thoughts too, and I think you'll be interested in hearing that. But for a freshman, I mean, you're just watching him on the floor. And you were saying, what year do you think he is? You probably wouldn't say freshman, would you?
No, not at all. You wouldn't say freshman.
Don't you love to be interrupted when you're on the air by a couple of medical guys?
I mean, it's like, they still got passes back here.
They let him in somehow. You know, you got just pure greatness here in our midst. But anyway, back to John Blackwell. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, he is not playing like a freshman because of his poise. I think he understands the game really well. You can tell he's a student of the game because he knows where to be. He's finding open areas on the court to go be available, but he's not afraid. That's the other thing I really like when he's out there playing. People are like, oh, man, how does he play with that poise? I think because he has zero fear. He plays really aggressive, but not overly aggressive, where he's getting called like Brad Davidson for every foul, right, as a freshman. Probably smart not to set yourself up that way. But what I really like is that he just got the same tone. He plays hard. He's got energy, but he's got the same tone when he gets in there every time.
Speaking of tone, I'll get your thoughts on Dr. John Orwin and Henry Perez Guerra, the two guys who are, you know, great surgeon, Dr. Orwin, and Henry Perez Guerra, longtime athletic trainer. He's kicking back now in retirement. Comes when he wants to.
That's
sits
nice.
At home when he doesn't, you know. So, we'll get into all this. That was the inside humor we were talking about. And that is tonight's Badgers Spotlight. Stay with us. More to come, including our Badger Notebook, as our pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Badger fans, ring in the holiday season with your Wisconsin men's hockey team. Don't miss out on your chance to cheer on Mike Hastings and the Badgers as they take on Big Ten foes on home ice at the Kohl Center. For more information on Wisconsin men's hockey and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company's just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Our pregame coverage continues at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin and Western Illinois. Time for our Badger Notebook. Alongside Charlie Wills, I'm Matt LePay. Charlie, we were talking before we went on the air. There's a stat about the Badgers that maybe catches some longtime observers a little bit off guard. It's the rebounding in general, but in particular on the offensive glass, because the philosophy has been about getting back, right? Transition D. But they're in the top 50 now in offensive rebound percentage. It's nearly 36%. Well, what are you seeing with this team right now?
Yeah, last three games, 2-1 ratio offensive rebounds. And I really like that because it means that they've got more guys that can get to the rim. And they're taking good shots. They're not taking, when they are shooting bad, right, what are they doing? They're focusing inside, which can lead to a lot of tip backs, a lot of easy bunnies inside afterwards. So it's not like they're rebounding 18-footers that are coming out. So I think that's one of the reasons. And I like when they focus that way, and I think that's the things that they got away from. Those first few games where they lost against Providence, Tennessee, it wasn't just stopping on the defensive end, is they weren't dominating the glass at all. They were getting beat offensively and defensively. And since that shift, they've won all these games. So I think it's really important, something I hope we see the rest of the season, because they've got some pretty tough games coming up.
Yeah, to say the least, with Marquette then going to Michigan State for a Big Ten game and then heading out to Arizona. By the way, Marquette ranked third this week. Arizona ranked second. Purdue is number one in this week's poll. The Badgers getting some, or actually not getting many votes right now, but that could change. Obviously, it's still November. Let's get into Western Illinois a little bit. You touched on them at the top, Charlie. They have been a turnover-prone team. Opponents are getting 10 steals on average against them, and there are some pick sixes in there. Maybe some transition there with what they're trying to do, and it's coming back to bite them a little bit at times.
Yeah, you wouldn't normally see that in a heavy-laden team where they are juniors and seniors. You normally wouldn't see that, but, man, if averaging 15.7 turnovers a game, they're tending to be a little sloppy, and it's always in the second half. So if they're going to be downhill, where the teams have been successful against Wisconsin, Providence specifically, they were downhill and they didn't turn it over. So if they're going to be downhill and run at the rim and get extra points, you got to not turn the ball over. So that's probably what they're going to focus on today.
This is a team that has a little bit of size. A couple guys at 6'11". And again, we'll get Coach Guard's thoughts on this, the number of block shots per game. I've always thought, Charlie, back when you were playing, and the same thing today, if they send a couple in the second row, so be it. You still got to keep attacking, right?
You got to go right at their nose. That was something I learned early on as a big man, is I'm not going to outjump somebody, and I know that. And not that these guys can't, they're athletic, but when you got 6'10", 6'11", and they're blocking shots, you got to go at their face. Or worst case, you know their first move is going to be jumping. A little fake is going to get them up and then right into their body, and they're going to call that move every day.
Chad Boudreau was on Rob Jeter's staff for some 14 years. Robbie is now the head coach at Southern Utah, so Coach Boudreau moves to the head coaching spot. What I remember about Rob Jeter, you guys, he would be like running the scout team along with Tony Bennett those early years. You and Robbie, you guys had some good battles, didn't you?
We did. I don't think everybody thought that we were being competitive. I think everybody thought we were mad at each other the way it happened. But, I think that made us bond together, honestly, that we didn't have as many guys my senior year. I think we had like 7 healthy guys. So when Coach had to do that, yeah, all the ball fakes, the ability to get in. And, Rob's not huge, but he knew how to use his body. And I think that taught all of us. And hopefully that's something they pay attention to. Get a guy up if he's athletic and he wants to block shots. Give him that little fake and right into him and jam him, because nobody likes to get hit in the ribs.
I always thought, too, with Bo, and the same with Greg, you see a game like this. We've talked about the games that lie ahead. You know, Western Illinois came in here and won on a night where 8 years ago they unveiled the banner, the, you know, getting to the national championship game. And, you know, this, I think some would call this a trap game. But I always thought a lot, through a lot of years of being around coaches, these are the kind of games where the coach could be a little more ornery than possible, right, than normal, saying, hey, like the Marquette game, you don't need a rah-rah. Michigan State, Arizona. Am I right? I mean, would Bo get after you guys before games
like
this?
Yeah, he was ornery, and right to be so, right, because – unfortunately, when you're young and a little times immature, you're looking forward to those big games. Because as a D1 athlete, you want to play those big games. Those are exciting. But you got to take care of business tonight. And if you take care of business, then you can start to prepare for that. But they have to, because this could be really dangerous for them.
And you mentioned that you're at the end when Bo took over, you were down to like 7 or 8 healthy bodies. This team has more depth. So there are different, you know, depending on the lineup that's on the floor with the other team. We saw that against Robert Morris, right? That is, it can give you, makes the practices really competitive, but it does give a team a lot more options, right? We've already seen that in play.
Yeah, I think when you have tough competition, to have the ability to sharpen iron, I think that's what's really, really important. And I think that's what is making Wisconsin be able to tip over the edge so quickly.
All right, that is tonight's Badger Notebook as the Badgers get ready for Western Illinois. Stay with us. More of our pregame show is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Winter driving requires a bit more vehicle preparation and a lot more caution when driving. So be sure to stop into your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's wintertime essentials. Inside, you'll find wiper blades, brake fluid, motor oil, fuses, scrapers, filters, and more. Or you can also find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. Happy holidays from all of us at Bumper to Bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
Hey friends, Matt's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Matt's Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots of Matt's Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Courtside at the Kohl Center in Madison, where the Wisconsin Badgers will host the Western Illinois Leathernecks here tonight. The Marquette game on Saturday will tip off at 11:30 here at the Kohl Center. But Western Illinois up first, the first year for this program in the Ohio Valley Conference. So new coach, new head coach in Chad Boudreau, and a new league in the Ohio Valley Conference this season. A bit more than a half an hour away from the opening tip, the Badgers and Western Illinois will check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR.
This winter, the Wisconsin DOT reminds you that snowplow drivers work hard to keep us all safe, so let's return the favor. Slow down, give plows room to work, and know before you go with 511WI.gov. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear tonight with a few flurries possible at times. Lows level off around 6 above. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 23 tomorrow, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 15.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Badger basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger shoot-around.
Back at the Kohl Center, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. The Big Ten Freshman of the Week goes to John Blackwell for his effort last week down in Fort Myers. I got to ask you, I'd heard a lot about his defense and what he would bring to the party sooner than later, and we're already seeing that. And I know we're six games in. Is he ahead of the curve offensively from what you thought maybe he would be coming out of the gates like this?
Yeah, I think there's no doubt Matt, he is. He's ahead in both categories on the defensive end, too. I thought he could be a good player. I knew his awareness and kind of the how-tos. We're pretty well intact, but he's probably surprised all of us in terms of how well he's picked up things, how fast he's picked up things. And, you know, offensively just does what – he doesn't try to do things he can't. You know, stays in his lane and takes the right shots, makes the right decisions, gets on the offensive glass, you know, gets some offense on his hustle plays as well. So, yeah, he's been obviously for six games in, he's – really hit the ground running pretty well.
The young guys obviously have been helping out, but I think in a game like last Wednesday against SMU, some of the veteran savvy came into play as well. Shots weren't falling. You could get frustrated. They stayed with it and then got a lot done in the paint.
Yeah, I think that was important. The two things were getting to the free throw line. We were able to get to the bonus relatively early, and then obviously defensively, to be able to, after we kind of cooled off their barrage of threes in the first half, just to defensively and getting in the line kept us within chipping distance or within striking distance until we got a few shots to go down.
Easy to say, it's a great trip all the way around when you win a couple games and you get a trophy, but it seemed like the total package of the trip for the guys to be together. Unbelievable crowd support, as we have talked in the past, always good to be repetitive there.
but just like thumbs up, it seemed, all the way around, how it was run, everything.
Yeah, it was. I thought Intersport did a really good job, you know, and I joked down there that all the fans were either A, lived in the Fort Myers area, or B, wanted to. So they traveled down to get some warm weather. And obviously with the weather we've had here the last couple of days, he quickly remind you how nice it was. But no, it was really good. I thought, you know, we played better defensively. We got better as the weekend went on, or the week went on. So yeah, all in all, you know, a really good trip, and now we get to jump back into the other parts of our schedule.
All right, Western Illinois, the opponent tonight. We'll have more with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
The Badgers and the Leathernecks tonight, and while the players, the personnel might not be familiar, the coach's name probably is to folks in Wisconsin. Chad Boudreau is with Robbie Jeter for, what, some 14 years, including time at Milwaukee. Another one of those cases, Greg, you know, most may not know a ton about Western Illinois, but every team has dudes. And they have a couple guys who can really shoot.
Yeah, they do. You know, you look at, you know, Chad has always been, he was in the junior college ranks. He actually coached Zach Morley at Indian Hills when we recruited him 20-some years ago. He's probably not the most famous Boudreau coach of the family. His wife, Stacy's the women's volleyball coach at Whitewater. So, mm-hmm. No, it is. Between the transfer portal and the utilization of junior college like he has done, and he's put together a roster really fast after, you know, they graduated and lost a lot through the portal last year. And, you know, in a first time or first year head coach there, he's been a head coach in junior college and has done a really good job. And, you know, he's got them playing hard. And you mentioned a couple guys that can really score.
You know, they're third in the country in block shots, so that's going to test us around the rim a little bit in our decision making. But all in all, you know, I think it's a, like we've said, the roster's changed so much in today's age that there's so much influx and out, you know, in and out off a roster that you really have to study pretty closely and do a lot of research on where they were before.
That's an interesting thing. You mentioned the block shots. That kind of caught my attention because I don't think of, you know, a Western Illinois type of program having size. You know, they got a couple guys at that 6'11 range. That is a little bit different, isn't it?
It is, and the kid that's doing most of it, number 23, Cisse, a transfer from Missouri St. Louis, actually went up from Division II to Division I, so he's been able to be impactful. They keep him around the rim. They don't get him out too much in ball screens, so he doesn't get out of the paint a lot. So that's, like I said, it's going to be a challenge for us to we're still going to go inside and try to go at him, and we got to make good decisions when we get the ball in there.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. More to come. We'll take a look at the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Pre-game coverage continues. Time now for our Big Ten report. Yesterday, Penn State fell to VCU 86-74. It was Indiana 89, Harvard 76. Minnesota lost to San Francisco 76-58. And Nebraska now 7-0. They are getting some votes in the top 25 polls. They're not in the top 25, but they're receiving votes. They beat Fullerton yesterday. They got a big home matchup with number 15, Creighton, and they're going to sure make a pretty big deal out of that game. But Charlie is, as Charlie Wills rejoins us, we're still not a month into the season, but it is same story, different week, where Purdue, number one. And at least right now, it would appear as though it is starting to, it's separating itself. It could always change, but right now, it's the undisputed, not just best team in the Big Ten, best team in the country. And yeah, there's a little bit of a gap right there.
Yeah, there is a little bit of a gap, but they also are heavily, heavily laden in older guys, more mature. I mean, they got a pretty unstoppable, I don't want to say unstoppable, but pretty unstoppable guy in the middle of the paint with Edie. So they have a lot of things working for them right now, and there's not a lot of teams that I think have that mojo and have their whole team figured out. But who's at towards the what is now considered the bottom of the Big Ten on standing or score? But is Michigan State? But
not yet.
That's not going to be down there very long. They're not going to be down there very long. When they get their rhythm, I think when they start Big Ten, it is going to be an explosion from them because I think they're going to figure it out.
You know, Tyson Walker, Jaden Akins, that whole group, Malik Hall. Did I ask you at Providence how you would defend, how you would try to slow down a Zach Edey? If I did, I'll ask it again anyway. I mean, what do you do against a guy who is 7'4", you know, so strong? How do you try to keep him somewhat in check?
The only thing I can remember is playing the guys from Temple. They were 7'1", 7'2". They had two of them. And our whole thing was keep them out away from the paint, make them face the basket. Now, Edie can shoot, so he's a little bit more dangerous. But that's a higher or lower percentage shot the further he gets away. So if you're playing Zach Edey, the further you can shove him off. We were talking about it earlier, too. There's no big, broad, thick guys in the Big Ten anymore. I think that's also to his advantage. There's a lot of guys that are athletic, quick, but he has that size advantage. So unless there's somebody who can really muscle him out of the way, he's probably going to dominate.
Yeah, it is one of those guys. There's an old-school kind of way to his game, right? And people are wondering how that translates to the NBA, who knows? But the college game, I mean,
it seems like the best you could do is hope he misses his free throws, because he's going to get a lot of free throws, right?
A lot.
And see if you could bait him in to some offensive fouls too, perhaps?
Maybe, but I think he's gotten, that's the thing I think he's really matured at, is that early in his career, he would just turn into guys and he just doesn't realize his size. Within 6 feet of the basket, he's so long, he can roll the ball right off his hand within 6 feet of the basket and get right there. He doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't move into the guy. So I think that maturity, but he's also gotten a really good face-up game in the last about year or so, and this year he's doing just as much. But that is what changes things up, because now if you can get a guy that can step away, hit that jumper, you have to come out to him, and when you come out to him, he's going to go right by you. He has the speed and he has the strength.
Marquette played with the Boilermakers down to the wire game. Purdue got the better of them, but not by much. Badgers, of course, will see Marquette on Saturday here at the Kohl Center. A couple of other Big Ten teams are in action tonight. Rutgers will be at home against St. Peter's. St. Peter's, a Cinderella story a couple of years ago. They are 1-3 so far this year. And Northwestern off to a 4-1 start, taking on 5-1 Northern Illinois. That game will tip at 7 o'clock. That is our Big Ten report, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. When we continue, Charlie will give us tonight's keys to the game, the Badgers in Western Illinois. We're back in 3 minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer, so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Badger fans, ring in the holiday season with your Wisconsin men's hockey team. Don't miss out on your chance to cheer on Mike Hastings and the Badgers as they take on Big Ten foes on home ice at the Kohl Center. For more information on Wisconsin men's hockey and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
It's time for the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. And let Ford make the holidays bright, bringing everyone together. Visit your local Ford dealer today during the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
Pre-game coverage continues at the Kohl Center. The Badgers against Western Illinois. Time for tonight's keys to the game. What do you have for us tonight, Charlie?
All right. I think you have to keep it the theme. Control the glass. I think that's going to be a key for them because Western Illinois is so athletic. You got to control the glass. Second to that, high percentage shots. Post play first, then outside shot has to be the key. Third and last is going to be force Wisconsin into turnovers. Make sure, or I'm not Wisconsin, force Western Illinois into turnovers. They're already averaging 15.7 a game. And I think if they can do those three things, they're going to do a great job at controlling the game.
Yeah, their turnover percentage sits at 314th in all of college basketball, according to KenPom. 21% of their possessions in a turnover. So we'll see if the Badgers can pounce on that here
tonight.
Yeah, those are Charlie Wills' keys to tonight's game, the Badgers and the Western Illinois Leathernecks. Stay with us. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Pre-game coverage continues. Wisconsin and Western Illinois tonight. Here is the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Carter Gilmore listed as questionable, but he is on the floor in uniform, has gone through the warm-ups tonight. We'll find out together how much, if at all, he plays. Officially listed as questionable. Everybody else is good to go. That is your UW Health Injury Update. Now the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for Western Illinois, Chad Boudreaux in his first year as the head coach of the Leathernecks program, and his starting five will be as follows. Josiah West, a 6'5 senior from Elizabeth, New Jersey, averaging nearly 8 points and 6 rebounds a game. Drew Cisse, a 6'11 senior out of San Diego, transfer from Division II Missouri St. Louis, averaging 8.5 points, 10 rebounds, including 4 on average on the offensive glass. He has also been a shot blocker. He has 11 of them so far this season through the first 6 games. Braden Lamar, a 6'5 redshirt sophomore out of Las Vegas, getting a start tonight, 1.7 points per game. James Dent, 6'5 junior out of Springfield, Illinois, transfer from John A. Logan College, a junior college program, helped that program to a national title, as a matter of fact, averaging better than 17.5 points per game with Western Illinois and nearly 5.5 rebounds. And Ryan Myers rounds out the starting five, 6'1 junior out of Brooklyn, New York, 11.5 points, 2.5 rebounds, and 2.5 assists per game. For Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers, Tyler Wall, the 6'9 grad student out of Lakeville, Minnesota, nearly 11.6 rebounds a game. Stephen Crowell, the 7-foot junior from Eagan, Minnesota, 10.5 points, about 7.5 rebounds, couple of assists per contest. Max Klesmith, 6'4 junior out of Neenah, 7.5 points, 2 rebounds a game. A.J. Storr, 6'7 sophomore from Rockford, Illinois, better than 13 points a game. And Chucky Hepburn rounds out the starting five, 6'2 junior out of Omaha, and close to 11 points, 2.5 rebounds, and a bit better than 3 assists per contest. This is just the third meeting all time between these programs. As we mentioned at the top, the last time these programs met, opening night of the 2015-16 season, and Western Illinois crashed the party where the Badgers unveiled another Final Four banner, but it was the Leathernecks getting out of town a 69-67 winner. Chapter 3 of the series about to unfold here at the Kohl Center in Madison. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruits. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
what?
He can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
Shh. While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off on Wisconsin.
Klesman off the right wing, and the lane goes up left hand. Good off the glass. Snaps off a three right side. Book it. Chucky Hepburn for three. Crowd to the rim. Slam dunk.
Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good evening from the Kohl Center in Madison, alongside Charlie Wills, our engineer Dave McCann, and Cale Rollins back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. Two-game homestand here for the Badgers as the non-conference portion of the schedule continues. Greg Gard's team taking on the Western Illinois Leathernecks tonight. And before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. It's the Badgers and Western Illinois tonight. Tyler Wall being officially recognized for joining the 1,000-point club at the University of Wisconsin. Saw that a couple games ago. Of course, they were on the road last week. In a lot of years of Badger basketball, 126, but still fewer than 50 have hit that magic number.
That's pretty special.
Yeah.
That's really special.
Yep, it recognized getting the official
basketball commemorating him joining the 1,000 point club. Oh, by the way, he was also the MVP of the Fort Myers tip-off last week. Wins for the Badgers against Virginia last Monday, and then last Wednesday, a come-from-behind win against the SMU Mustangs. So now Wisconsin and Western Illinois. Charlie, I was talking to Kamari McGee yesterday. You always learn about yourself right in the non-conference schedule. And I asked him, I said, okay, what have you learned about your team so far? And he said, I think we've learned to play with anybody. And if they stick to all the principles. And what was really interesting to me in talking to folks after the Virginia game, where they, you know, they really dismantled Virginia. And you don't really hear that term used against Virginia much, dismantling them. And what was really interesting to me, Charlie, they said it did not take any superhuman effort from any one player in particular. It wasn't like somebody went off for 30 points. It was the collective effort defensively. I mean, you lived in that world, right? Just stick to the rules, and if you do that, you've got a chance against anybody.
Yeah, anybody. And what's really hard to defend? 5, 8, 10 guys. That's really hard to defend because you don't know who to prepare for. And that's what I think Kamari was leaning into on that comment, is that they now are getting it. They have the confidence for it. So now they can just go into any game and know that they can pressure with 8 to 10 guys every game.
And another, talking with Carter Gilmore about that too. And we touched on this with Jesse Temple in the pregame show. Last year, Johnny Davis was a guy that, you know, could get you all these points. And AJ Storr is that guy now. But if you lock into one guy, that's where others can hurt you. And that's the, you know, what we think could be the beauty of this team this season.
I think
Wisconsin.